Okay, I'm joined on the line by world champion Ryan the Hulk Splann. Ryan, world champion, buddy. How does that sound?
It's a bit immense now. It's been a long 7 years training towards this goal, and it was really awesome to be on the podium and hear the Irish national anthem, see the flag behind me, and get the medal on the podium.
Talk to us about the week that you've had.
Yeah, so it was actually really awesome. So IMAF have come together with the WAMA, so they've come together because they're pushing for the sport to become an Olympic sport now, and you need to have a singular federation. So the two federations come together. So this has been the biggest tournament IMAF have ever run. Mm-hmm. I think it was over 300 competitors, 51 plus nations. It was massive. So for myself, my division was actually, it was the stackedest ever been. So there were 16 in my division. So it was four fights to a gold medal. So I started out on day two. I fought on a Tuesday, and I fought a lad from Azerbaijan.
Yeah,
I beat him. I think a minute into the fight by a toehold, which you know, but the listeners probably don't know that a toehold is a very, very rare submission to see in MMA.
Yeah,
even in jiu-jitsu itself. So I was delighted to get that, and I put a statement out for the rest of the heavyweights that I'm not here to play around, and I'm here to win it. Then day two, I went in and I stopped a Ukrainian in 21 seconds by TKO. Mm. I threw a leg kick straight away, and his leg buckled. Threw two more, he couldn't stand, and then I just flurried him with a long, long combination. Ref stepped in, and I went in my first two fights, and I had Nottingham Mark on me. And then, the third fight was a whole different story. I went in against a Polish lad who knocked out his first opponent, and his opponent was like out cold for 8 minutes, and it was a lovely knockout. Like, he swung, and your man just went out cold. So we knew ourselves going to that fight that would be a tough fight. So I went to him, and I went three rounds with him, and it was a tough fight. It's the longest I've ever been in the cage myself. I'm normally in and out in the first round or second round, so it was awesome for me to test my cardio and go the three rounds. And actually, I worked him for the whole fight, so yeah. I kept the pace going. And to be fair to him, everything I threw at him, he took it right in the chin. Like, I threw the kitchen sink at him, and he didn't fall. But I submitted him in the third round then by a straight ankle lock.
Nice.
That was Thursday.
Yeah.
We had day off then Friday, and then or day off Friday for the Brave event, and then Saturday were the finals. And on Thursday, my opponent I was meant to fight, he was a Lebanese dude, took an illegal up kick to the face.
Oi.
I myself didn't think it landed, and he kind of there was a bit of acting involved and stuff like that, and he went to the. He got to go to the hospital and all that, and I don't know what the story was, because there's a bit of drama behind it. I don't know if he was medically cleared or he wasn't, but he was unable to compete Saturday. We only found out on Saturday morning. I went down and I weighed in, and I acted like a professional. I'm doing my medicals, and I was ready to fight and all that. And then I found out a few hours later that he wasn't competing. And then I met him at the event, and he looked okay, so... I don't know if it was a bit of fear or was he actually injured.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Do you think he just saw your fight and said, right, I don't want anything to do with the Hulk?
I don't want to sound cocky, but I think that was what happened, because he looked perfectly normal to me on the Saturday on the podium. And the way he was acting the whole tournament, he kept like asking me, did I win? Did you win? And so that, and I was like, I did. And then I tell him how I won, and his face kind of dropped, like, because he went three rounds most fight, like he was taking damage the whole time.
Yeah.
You know, while I was fresh as a daisy going in there, you know.
Mm.
But it wasn't exactly the way I wanted to finish the tournament. But having three fights and having three stoppages, like, that's unheard of, and especially for a heavyweight doing the things I did and going in there as a reigning champion and clearing, like going in as the European champion and having my gold kit and winning then and retaining the title was awesome. And especially at the highest level, it was awesome. It really was.
What's that feeling like, Ryan, when you've got a gold medal around your neck, a tricolour around your neck, and your armour's raised? What's that feeling like?
it's a beautiful feeling, like just representing your country, and hearing the national anthem, it just pride just swells up inside of you. You can't help it. A tear wants to flow down, but you want to look big and manly on top of the podium, so you kind of hold those tears back. But it really does. It really feels awesome, and just representing your country and knowing that everyone back home is watching you and stuff like that, it's just awesome.
I think it was around this time last year that we last spoke on air. Where do you feel your biggest improvements have come in that year?
Definitely my mental side of the game, like coming in and kind of, because fighting is only, in my own opinion, it's only 5%. 95% is upstairs, like, because you can be the strongest, fittest, fastest dude in the gym, but in the fight, it's a whole different story. You're fighting your own demons the whole time, and I really pushed towards my mental side of it. And then I really stepped up my conditioning with David Galvin and Mental Performance down in SPG Cork. We really stepped up our game, and it showed the punches I threw were fast and strong, and how I could go three rounds and still be okay to go in the show. More rounds, you know. It showed that I was on a different level compared to those other athletes.
What's next for you now, Ryan? Are you looking at a fight soon, or are you going to take some time off?
Some time off, definitely. It's been a long time. But definitely, my next goal will be to turn professional. I feel I have everything at the amateur level. I have a world title. There's no other world titles there. You know, you can have your small shows that say, oh, we have this is our world belt and all that, but this is a world title. I fought lads from all over the world to get this title, and I have a European title as well. And I feel that those two, it'll be a good push towards a pro career, and it'll be a good push towards it.
So I'll be starting some stage next year, so obviously.
Yeah, kind of around February, March would be a nice time. Like, give myself a few weeks off here now to enjoy it and do a bit of drinking and then hit into it and change up the whole camp.
Yeah, happy days. And besides yourself and your gold medal, Ryan, it was a pretty successful a few days for the Irish team in general.
Yeah, so a Team Ireland scored, it was three goals. So it was myself, it was Lee Hammond from SPG SPG Ireland, and Ger Harris from SPG Charlestown. And then silver medals were claimed by Trevor McKengo from CMAC MMA and Paddy Wilkinson from Rhino. And then we had three bronze was Patrick Lehan from SPG Cork, so another Cork man.
Yeah.
Dee Begley, another Cork woman. She's fine of SPG Ireland and BJ Cork. Mm-hmm. And the last bronze was
Alexander
Sullivan from CMAC as well. Mm-hmm. So we got eight medals, and we've also now pushed our rankings up. So now on the senior rankings, we're now ranked number two. So we went from, I think, number eight to number two. And above us are Russia, and Russia had 14 athletes in the finals on finals day. So being right behind them, being number two, the number two team in the world is awesome. Beating Sweden, who were the powerhouses for the last 4 or 5 years. Like, they were top there. No one was coming near them. And now to be ranked two, it's awesome. To just show us how MMA is building in Ireland now.
Yeah, it certainly is. What's the plan, so when you get home? I'd imagine it'll be a big party when you finally do land. You're still in Bahrain.
Oh, yeah. I work in Reardon, so I'm going straight to Reardon's and I'm going drinking the place dry.
Sounds like a plan, buddy. Congratulations. Safe trip home, dude.
Thank you very much. Thank you.